more than 20. 26 lines down. Beginning of the line is Rishon. Got it? Everyone got it? Okay. So the last pshat in the Gemara of, hey, we've got a steer in the Brisa. One Brisa says you take the day blood, the other Brisa says you get Bet Shemesh. What's going on over here in this discussion? So Ravina, who's very important in Halakha, says, B'du'ulukum t'lili, arguing in the Ula. So Rashi explains, what's the argument? Tana Brisa, the last Brisa, who says you're going to get Bet Shemesh. Let's say Tzikon Tzu'ula. It doesn't hold on the Tzikon of Ula that says we have to upgrade the Baal Chov and encourage him to give loans and give him something he doesn't deserve, which is badness, and therefore give him Bnei Brak. We don't hold of it. And Bosa Kazin, we go after the clear posuk which says a Baal Chov, Midrash, is entitled to rubbish. And that's it. No upgrades. So much so, Afilo Havile Nami Idis. Even if he would have not just the Bnei Barak and Bet Shemesh, but he would also have Yushalayim. Yushalayim, Bnei Barak and Bet Shemesh. You have all three. Havilei Benis, Gomorrah. And therefore the Bnei Barak would be proper Benis in the eyes of everybody. Bein the day where you go after measuring his measurement, it's his middlefield. Bein the Arba where you go after the wealth measurement, Bnei Barak is considered a middle type quality. So he's got Bnei Brak, he's got middle type quality, look, the Kula Alma, still that price holds. Akilachis Filei Deshikul Baal Chov says, still that price holds. You only, as a Baal Chov, entitled to rubbish, Bet Shemesh, so only get Bet Shemesh. Don't hold the Zekonah of Kula. So, at the end of the year, we asked two questions. We're going to add another two today and have four questions. The two questions are like this. Why are you saying that one Bryce says you get rubbish, the other one says you get baininess? Why are you saying that's a machlokas in Ula? What do you mean it's a machlokas in Ula? Ula is a nomura. And the Baal Chov getting baininess and not rubbish is a statement in the Mishnah in Gittin. So you can say the Bryces are arguing whether that Mishnah in Gittin is correct. Whether that Tana Mishnah is correct, whether you get rubbish or baininess. Yeah, so they're arguing whether you're in that mission, in that time. But they're not arguing. All is just coming to explain the reasoning of what bainess means. But he's not saying the halacha. The halacha was not read, said by him, he's a mirror. The halacha was said by Tana. You don't say, but Ula Mufligi, you can say, but Mishnah Gittin Mufligi, whether it's correct. Question number one. Question number two. Rashi says, even if the Mishnah Gemara, the two Brises, I'm talking about where you've got two fields. But they brought the Bet Shemesh. Comes on Rashi, says, even if they had three fields, you shall lie, but they brought Bet Shemesh, you'll get the same result in both Brises. One Brise will say you get, but they brought the other one say you get Rashi. Say so. According to Rashi, there's no difference if you've got two fields, three fields. Why did the Brises choose to speak about just two fields? But they brought the Bet Shemesh. Talk about, and both Brises, you've got Yerushalayim, Bnei Brak, Bet Shemesh. One Brise says you get Bnei Brak, the other one says you get Bet Shemesh. Why is the Brise saying we haven't got Yerushalayim over there? Why? Rashi says it doesn't make, even if you got Yerushalayim, you got the same results. So let the Brise say that. That's the second question. Third question that we can have. Amazik.
Not
a mazik. What quality of field is entitled to a mazik? Yerushalayim Bnei Brak Bet Shemesh? Yerushalayim. Why? Why is he entitled to Yerushalayim?
Posuk.
Posuk. If you didn't have the posuk, what would he get?
Probably
he would get the rubbish. Yeah. So status quo, without Pesukim, you get rubbish. Will Posit you get Ben? Okay, you get Yerushalayim. Will Posit. Fine? So why does the Gemara have to say over here, by Baal Chov, has Baal Chov got a Posit?
No.
No Posit.
So why does the Baal go out to say, you know what? Baal Chos gets rubbish. How do you know Baal Chos gets rubbish? I'll tell you, there's a Postik that says it gets rubbish. Why do you need a Postik to say it gets rubbish? Don't say anything. If you don't say anything, what do you get?
Rubbish.
So even without saying anything, you get rubbish. Why do you need a Postik to tell you get rubbish? That's the third question. Yeah. Fourth question. A very positive question. But I've been hiding this question until the end of the sukkah. Yeah. When you were little boys, the teacher would say that you'll kick yourself for not asking this question.
Yeah.
The question is like this. Gemara had a whole discussion by Basik. Best, what does best mean? His best, world best. Yeah. Came along Rav Arthur and said, definitely his best. Yeah. Gemara says, I've got a kash on you. Kash on you. You say it's his best? Kash on you. I'll bring a Balfour Breisler. And a Balfour Breisler says, in the Habermin of the Gemara, the Baal Chos Breisler was telling me, you don't go after his best, you go after the world. You measure with the world, not him. Okay. Hold on. Why did Rav Asher say that you go after his best and not the world's best? Why did he? What's his stress? Why did Rav Asher say, you got a socket? What stuff are you talking about? You definitely go out and measure according to him and his best. What did Rav Asher say the reasoning was? The apostles. It says by Mazik, make it so David, his best. So you go after his best on the world. Now, you want to ask the cash on him. What do you do? You go to a Baal Chos case in the Breisler and see, what it says in this Breisler, by Baal Chos, you go after the world. Kasha. Is it Kasha? Why is it not Kasha? You got no positive by Baal Chos. He only said go after him because he's got a positive. If it had no posse, you wouldn't say it. So you're asking kashas on Baal Chos, which has no posse. What's the kasha? I'm not talking about Baal Chos. I'm talking about Mazik, it's not posse. What's the kasha? Can't ask kashas on Baal Chos, but it's a Mazik. I only said, my day because it's Mazik, because it's got a posse. Fourth kasha. So, how are we going to answer these questions? With one pshat. One person. So, you go to your first Baal Machon. The Gemara Gittin seems to say something different from what Una says. Una says, why does a Baal, by us, Una says, a Baal Chos gets famous. Why does Ullah say by us Baal Chos gets famous? What was the reason the Gemara gave that Ullah said in our Gemara? Why do you get famous?
Because
the
land is
famous. Oh, yeah, very good. We need to entice him to land. So he should, don't want to get rubbish. Yes, give him a bit better than that. Famous. That's why he gets famous. The Gemara gives him, there's another Amora over there. He seems to be serving a different reasoning. Let's look at this. Come on, Gittin. Mitnayma on the Baal Chos Bebenis. Why does the Baal Chos get Bebenis? Today, in order, Shlo Yira Ozen Lachaber, Sodana Vedirana. A person should see, walk by his friend's field and say, oh, this is a nice field. Oh, this is a nice house. Oh, I would like to have that house. How can I do that? Salami, you know what? I'm going to lend him money to get some of the food. And then he won't be able to pay me back. I'll be able to take his house. I can get his house that way. The people, therefore, Chazal said, we're not going to let you do such a thing. You know what? You'll never be able to do such a thing. You're only entitled as payment, as a Baal Chos, for Beninis. I'm not to use the verse. Well, why don't you give him rubbish?
That we don't want to go so far, because then that will stop the whole thing of lending. Okay.
I think
you force a loan. I know this guy needs money. He'll take money.
You know he needs money.
Okay. Look for nice houses for people who need cash flow.
So now.
This is a complete different reason for Mullah.
Right.
Mullah says, you should get rubbish, we upgrade you to encourage you. This manza, where is he starting? What's the starting base? According to this manza? Without the takana of baininess, what would you get according to the manza?
Get the best.
To get the best? You're entitled to the best. As a barcode, and therefore you will manipulate the entitlements to do not nice things. We as a Tekona downgrade you. So the Tekona is not to upgrade, according to this summer, the Tekona is to downgrade. Which is the opposite of Ola. Ola says, make a din, you get rubbish. And then the Tekona comes to upgrade, lifts you up. Here it says, make a din, you get tops. And comes along the Tekona to downgrade you and put you in the middle. Completely different starting point. They end up the same. At the end of the day, the barcode gets the middle. But where are they coming from? He's coming from the top and going down, and he's coming from the bottom and going up. Machlokas of his being is a downgrade or an upgrade. So Mela, when the Mishnah says in Gittin, barcode gets famous. There are now two pshatim in what that means. Yeah, he gets famous. For what? That's after the Tekona. What was before the Tekona? All that says before the Tekona was rubbish, Bet Shemesh. Now, Mura in Gittin says before the Tekona was Yerushalayim.
So you have to have a
process.
Where's he
okay. How does he know he gets the best?
Yeah.
Okay.
There
is a process. Yeah. The same process we use for Kesubas Isha. Remember, Kesubas Isha is also another debt. It's just one of the debts out there, Kesubas Isha. Where you said there are mandarim, the whole Kesubas Isha is the Raisa, Midraisa gets the best. Because it's like one of the Chaft Mazikim, yeah? Chaftala Mazikim. That gets best. Yeah, that we learned in one of the Ashkenazim. So there's a possibility to say, there's a possibility that says, Bafo gets best, and comes on the Rabbodon and downgrades him. So now, when the Mishnah says in Gittin, Bainanis, there's two ways to look at this. Either you're going up, or you're going down to get to that position. Ula says you're going up, with the Tekona, and the Mura in Gittin says you're going down with the Tekona to get to Venus. Okay? That's first introduction on our way to an answer over here. Okay? Now, we're going to see a very interesting Nemuki Yosef on our Gemara. Fascinating Nemuki Yosef, which helps really answer all the questions. This Nemuki Yosef, the way the Nemuki Yosef, Rishon Nemuki Yosef, looks at our Gemara and explains it, answers all our questions really, and then we'll have to adapt a few things as after that it. But let's look inside the Nemuki Yosef. If you want, you look at the Gemara at the back, or you can use the paper, it's in both places, and understand what he says to start in our Gemara. He says the following, Mistavra the Ravina Mukile the Chavayu Kishahoya lo idias. Number two. Ravina learns both grises of not what that were just two fields, both grises were that there were three fields. There used to be three fields.
That's not like the basis.
Yeah, not like the basis. So Hayelo Idis, there were three fields. There was a Yerushalayim there. He did have a Yerushalayim. Kishalopa, at the time he lent, he had three fields. Yerushalayim, Bnei Brak, Bnei Shemesh. V'achat moch,
Ochron. And then he sold Yerushalayim. When the time of payment came, he only had two fields, but they brought Beth Shemesh. Similar to some of the other suggestions in the law which we have. Okay? Both prices are talking about such a scenario. Now, what's the machlokes? He explains. Man the Tana Barchov Bebeninis. The Tana says that he's entitled to take the B'nai Barak as payment. Also, Bosta Shibuddha Timikorah. He goes after the time when the loan took place, Mekari Mekami Zamocha, before the Yerushalayim was sold, the Idyas, what was the B'nai Barak considered before the Yerushalayim was sold? Even Klapi him himself, what was the B'nai Barak considered? What level was it? Beinonis. I forgot to hush a boss of the offer, even though now he sold Yerushalayim. Kim Le'abenis did this. It now upgraded the Bnei Barak from being called his middle field, and now it's called his best field. Nevertheless, we don't look at the time of payments, we go after the time the loan took place, and it's called Beinonis. It's called Beinonis because that's what it was at the time the loan took place. So he takes it, because it's called Beinus. Umadzoma Bizibulus. And the Tana who says, no, you only get Beth Shemesh, you can't take the Bnei Barak. Ozul Basa Gavina. He looks at the time of payments. What's that, the time of payments? What is that? Two fields?
Two fields.
Okay, Bnei Barak, what is this if it's only two fields? What is it called? It is. I bought her entitled to Idias? No! She can't take the Bnei She gives the odds again on Lagabi Day Idias. Since the time of payment, it's called best! Who the governor? He can't take the Bnei Barak. So, according to the Muki Yosef, the Bryster, both Brysters hold. You go after the world's measurements or after his measurements. What does both Bryster hold?
His
both prices hold. And therefore, what's the argument? Do we look at the measuring stick at the time the loan took place? Or do we look at the measuring stick at the time the payment took place? If you go after the loan took place, then the blame rock is Taka Bayless to take it. If you go after the time of payment, then blame rock is for best, can't take it. Then he carries on. Oh, very good. So he carries on that. Over my commercial. So what is that argument? Whether you go after the time of the loan or time of payments, what's that based on? What's that based on when you go after the time of loan or payments? What's it based on? But to Ula Timothy, it's based on Ula. Whether you hold of Ula. What do you mean? Whether you hold of Ula. So he explains. Manda also Basha Shibuddha. If you go after that, the measurement takes place at the time of the loan. Dimikora. Then less say to Ula. Then basically you're telling me you don't hold of Ula. You don't hold of Ula. If you go and buy the measurement of the loan, you don't hold of Ula. Because Ula holds this, the top midaraisa, really, you should get rubbish! And Bainus is an upgrade! If Bainus is an upgrade, you don't go by measuring the time of the loan. Ella, if you're going by the measured time of loan, you must hold midaraisa dinibes. You must hold that midaraisa, you get the best, Malfo. And the tacon is to downgrade you, like the mandoma in Gittin, you must hold. Rabban is thinking of the Gabi Benis. A Rabban downgraded the Benis. Then you go after the time of the loan, the measurement. Why did you get downgraded? Mishum Chashad, the experts of the Alpha, we downgrade you because we don't want you to manipulate people. The Kibbutz of Makor, Kodesh, Shemokhi, Idis, Mishnabilei HaBenis. And since you go after the measuring stick of the time of the loan, and this B'nai Barak at that time, which you're entitled to, is the Benis, was called the Benis, so therefore, you now, at the time of the loan, own a right in that B'nai Barak. So just take it. Even if it now gets being upgraded, but you already own it at the time of the loan. Doesn't matter if now the Yerushalayim disappears. Shula Boker, doesn't matter if once it's chal, once you own it, it doesn't disappear your rights in it. And the price that holds, you only get Bet Shemesh. Also, Basavinokal, he says you measure according to time of payment, and Bnei Barak is not. Bainus at the time of Bainus, it's the best, you can't take it. He is Bainus, he holds like all that. Dama Dama Sarah Bachar Bissaburus. He holds like, oh, well, that really, Mitaraisa, you should get rubbish, Betchemish. Rabbanan take the Bainus, and then the Rabbanan come along and upgrade you. It should be nice because they want to encourage you to lend. The Tzitzik, the Rabbanan, Heis Dami Bainus, the Gabe, Bitzin Gabaina. But the Tekala was, you're entitled to what's called bainus at the time of payment. Hazleid is no tikkun, but this Bnei Barak is not bainus at the time of payment, so you can't take it. Ad kan loshen mukiyos. So a kid's outside, what the mukiyos has told us is both bison told you measure according to him, not the world. Both prices are talking about that he had a Yerushalayim at the time of the loan. They're just arguing, is the Bnei Barak called Bainus or not? Meaning, do you measure the measurement at the time of the loan that it is called Bainus to take it? Or do you measure the measurements at the time of payment and therefore it's not called Bainus and you can't take it? And what's that based on? Whether you hold of it, the Me'ik is in your title to rubbish, then you go after the time of payment. If you say that it is in your titles to best, then you go at the time of the loan. Okay? So now comes the icing on the cake, before you explain the whole cake. If you look at the Gedulei Truma, who lived nearly 500 years ago. Yeah. The end of 1590s. He says the following amazing words. Amazing words for us. He says like this. V'shema gam Rashi Sirelei, and maybe also Rashi Zatzal holds the Islay Idyas, that if you have Idyas Yerushalayim, Gavi Barchov B'Benis, then you take the B'nai Barak, Mandom Afila Havi Idyas, and when he says the words, even if you have Yerushalayim, Lapid the Islay Hashta Idyas. Rashi didn't mean at the time of payment you had Yerushalayim, then you take Bnei Barak and you take Bet Shemesh, and then that's the machlokas between the prices. At the machlokas, the prices would be even if you had Yerushalayim at the time of payment. That's not what Rashi meant. And the Kavonoso, his intention when he said the words Havilei Idyas, when Rashi said those words, Hoyulot Idisrael meant that he used to have Yerushalayim. At the time alone he had Yerushalayim. But now it's no longer there. He sold it. The Nimitz says, there's no space this Gabi the Gabi today. And therefore this B'nai Barak, which he's taking, according to one price there, is real Bainus, because you go after the loan, and at the time alone this is his middle field. And the other price that holds, I've been offered, even though it was real bainless at the time alone, the God of the earth, you only take rubbish back service because we go after the time of payment. So what the Gedulei Truma is in the diet from Rashi is Rashi basically holds like Muki Yosef in Tishat in Al-Gemara. that Rashi didn't mean to say you have Yushalayim now. Rashi says what he says, Afila Hamle Nami Idis. He meant to say that if we're talking about where he used to have Idis at the time of the Lord, he had Yushalayim. And still we have a machlokes between two prices. Why? Like the way that the book of Yosef explains. Okay. Now, we have just a few clarity questions to get through before we answer all our questions. Okay, now you explained, very good. You explained both prices hold you go after him, not the world. And the Mitzvah is when do you measure it? At the time of the loan, at the time of payment. That's the whole Mitzvah. And at the time of the loan, Itaka was a real Bainus, because you had Yerushalayim. Time of payment is not. So therefore, that's the Mitzvah, is this B'nai Brak Bainus or not? Because do you go after the time of the loan, or you go after payment? Okay. Now, the Mukhi Yosef says, and this still needs fine-tuning, the Mukhi Yosef says, what's this based on? Why do you go after the loan, or why do you go after the time payment? What's that based on? So the Mukhi Yosef says, it's based on whether you hold the Ullah or you don't hold the Ullah. Whether you hold the starting base is Idyas, Yerushalayim, or you say the starting base is Rabish Bet Shemesh. Yeah, it's based on that. But what's the logic behind it? Why is it based on that? Why is it based on that? And to strengthen my question, it's not my question. The Gedula Tzum himself asked the question. Look at the next one. Look at it. It says, Timini de Misa, number four. Timini de Misa, I've got a question on this whole stuff in the book of Yosef. I've got a question. I feel that Ebekula is there. Look, let's say everyone holds the Buddha. Let's everyone say that Midaraisi entitled the Bet Shemesh and it's a Tekona to give you payments. Okay. Don't say about Obezers. Well, come on, boss, we should put it because. Why can't Ullah say that when you made the Tekona, you made the Tekona, and now the Tekona came in and said you're entitled an upgrade to payments? Why does that mean when do you measure it? Measure it at the time of the loan. Why does it mean that the Tekona has to be the measurement at the time of payment? Say the measurement of the Tekona is at time of the loan. You're telling me, if it's a Tekona, that means you measure according to payment. Who says? If it's a Tekona, maybe the measurement is according to the loan. Why is it? What's one based on the other? Why is it based? If it's a Tekona, it's the payment, not the loan. Who says? What's the logic behind it? And vice versa. If it's the Reister, Idiot, and since the Tekona to downgrade you, to stop your ministry being killed, who says that you go after the time of the loan and not time of the payment? Maybe you measure points like payment. What's it telling you about where you start? You start at the top and you go down, you start at the bottom and go up. You say, well, you go at the top, you go down, then you go after the measuring stick of the time of loan, you go at the bottom, you go up, then you go the measuring stick at the time of payment. Why is it telling? My in smitter is a hasina. What's it based on? Well, what's it going to do? You can hear both, say anything you like. What's it going to do with each other? So here, if you look at the Divrei Yechezkel, he explains, if it's deraisa that you're entitled to Idyas, then of course we go after the time of the loan. Why? If you look at number 5, it explains like this. Among the less they do, if you don't hold the loan, if you consider deraisa and you hold, midaraisa, you should get Yerushalayim. Rabbi Chazal Shem Yigwas Ivanu and Hakir should put into Idis. Chazal want to discourage you, be manipulate people. So they took away your right and lowered it. Lowered your right from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak. The Kibbutz Benes group for Yeshua's Kibbutz. But when they lowered it, they just lowered what was already existing. What was existing? Existing was, you make a loan, Midaraisa, you're entitled to Yerushalayim. If it's a Midaraisa din, that means you're entitled, at the time alone, you owe Yerushalayim for payments. They didn't like that. So what they do, they lowered your right, took and moved it. They moved the right, the same right, they moved it to Bnei Brak. So if you move it to Bnei Brak, so, then it ends up being, at the time alone, instead of having a right in Yerushalayim straight away at the time alone, you now have a right instead in Bnei Brak, straight at the loan, but straight at the loan. It's the Zeraisa. The Rabbanon didn't make a Rabbanon. When they take the Zeraisa and lower it, they don't nullify the Zeraisa, and it now no longer exists, and make a new Rabbanon. That's not what they do. They take the Zeraisa and limit it to a place instead of being Yerushalayim. They move the Zeraisa, and still Zeraisa, in Bnei Brak. So it's not to Rabbanon at all, it's the Raisa. Bnei Barak is the Raisa. Bainus is the Raisa for Balfour. The Rabbanon made it the Raisa. If it's the Raisa, it's not to Rabbanon at all, then you go after the land. It's a Zuchus, a Kenyan, a right with the Raisa. Instead of Yerushalayim, it's been maneuvered by Rabbanon, with the Raisa now to Bnei Barak, but it's now still the Raisa.
That's against Ula.
And that's against Ula, but and you go after the time of loan, because that's when you get rights. I give you money, I acquire rights by giving you money, like I buy a house with money. Now I make a loan of money, I acquire kinyonim rights in, because of the loan, in your possessions, with the rights. You had that in the Yerushalayim, it moves that same right now into the Bnei Brak. It takes place all that time
with
the loan.
Can I ask a question right now? Yes. I'm very confused. Right now, if the land is in Bnei Brak,
after the Tzachonah to Rabbanon, it's the
right now. If Rabbanon says, you misunderstand the Raisa.
Not misunderstand the Raisa. We move. We have the power, Mid Rabbanon, to limit the Raisa to areas before it was very broad, and now it's limited to being just Bnei Brak instead of Yerushalayim.
So the Raisa in the beginning, without the interference, have two wide possibilities.
Yes.
Right now, they said, we're not changing. It's still the Raisa, but in this
area. Yes. Okay. So therefore, you've taken that Raisa, not touched it, just confines it to Bnei Brak. It's still the Raisa, it's a Kinyan, it's the horse, which takes place when you make Kinyonim, which means I give you money at the time the loan takes place. Right? Now I understand. If you don't hold the order, you go after measuring at the time you're over. That's when your rights kick in. Now, if it's to a Bonon, why does the rights, if it's purely drawn, which is what Ula is, Ula says, with the rights, you're not tied to the only rubbish. We to a Bonon give something which you never had. But they grow up, that's pure to a Bonon, it's not anything to the rights, it's a pure to one. If it's pure to a Bonon, why does it go after the time of payment? You know why? Says the Dinrei Chayestu, number 6. Avaman, the Islay to Ula, but you hold to Ula, that it's purely to Rabbonah, the Midrash, Torah in the Midrash, really Midrash, the Yom title to rubbish. Rabbis, the Chodesh, the Chodesh, the Chodesh, and make a new right. The new right is now in Bnei Brak. And come to a serious car. They're not extending any derisive. They can't extend the derisive. They can limit derisive. They can't create derisive. They created purely to a bottom. If it's purely to a bottom and not derisive at all, then you go after the time of payment. Why? Says Rav Naftali Chop. What was the to a bottom? Agon Rav Naftali Chop says, who was the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Radin, the Yeshiva on the Chavetz. He says the following. Oh, that Shibudish of Al-Khov min Al-Lover, who rak as the birth. Right, Kinyonim, Zuchusim, Mizaraisim, the eyes of Ula, is only of Bet Shemesh Rash. But they made the Rabbanon. What was the Rabbanon? Al-Shalover Mukhuyiz. The Rabbanon was to make a mitzvah to Rabbanon, a chiyuv to Rabbanon, on the loaver, that he should pay, that when he comes to pay, you should pay to fill your obligation to Rabbanon, you should pay with not rubbish, you should pay with Bnei Brak. Given Shirachi with the goods, and since it's not a kinyan, it's not a zuchus moment which they're giving to the malva, the lender. All they're doing is placing an obligation, like a mitzvah drabon, an obligation on the borrower to make sure the payment comes not from rubbish, but comes from good stuff, better stuff called payments. Then of course we don't go after the time of the loan. So going after our loan is when you make kinyon. I give you money, now I own something. I own a right in a certain field to make a collection. If you hold mitzaraisi on title to rubbish, then you make a loan, you have a kinyan, yes, you have a kinyan in Bet Shemesh. What did Rabbanon do? They didn't make a new kinyan and say your kinyan is now mitzaraisi in Bet Shemesh. That's not what they did. They just spoke to the borrower and said, we don't want to have problems with people not lending. So we want to make sure that when you pay in a fashion that he's happy, and make sure, give him a better one than his rub, which is entitled to, which is rubbish. Give him something called Baininess. Give him Zebra. When does that kick in, that obligation to give? When does that obligation actually kick in? When do you have to fulfill it? When does the mitzvah kick in? We're okay. So therefore, of course, we measure what's called payments at the time that the obligation kicks in, which is time of payment. Of course, we measure at time of payment. If it's a drabonon, drabonon is not a zuchus moment. It's a chiv. The chiv only starts at time of payment. We measure time of payment. So we look at what's your payment at time of payment. But hey, brother, it's not your payment at time of payment. That's your best. So you. Therefore, you can't get a blade rock in such a scenario because we go after the time payment of measurement. So now we've answered all questions. Before I explain how we answer all questions, all of you have to say to me you understand everything. And if you don't, then explain why you don't understand.
I'm having a problem understanding the Rabbanim taking a derisa. And making this a kind of a narrow portion. Where does that come from?
I tell you what, the logic is like this. I've got a Gemara. The Torah gives me, let's say, Dugma, ownership on the whole Gemara. Yeah? Now I own the whole Gemara. Yeah? The whole Gemara. Comes along the Rabbon and say, this half we're taking away. This one we're taking away ownership. Uh-huh. Now the remaining ownership is the rabbinic or is it the Raisa? If all the rabbinic says is we're cutting this off and we're going to take away, what's the remaining ownership on this? Is it the Raisa or the rabbinic? If the whole thing was the Raisa, came along the rabbinic and said, this half you're not getting.
And the rabbinic said, it has to be the Raisa.
Ah, so that's what they did with the Tzikon, what they said. The Mitzaraisa entitled to every field of this, even Yerushalayim, every field, came along the Rabbanon and said, Yerushalayim you can't touch. So now, what you can touch, it remains the Raisa, because they didn't say anything about it, just took away, limited it. So that remains the Raisa. If it remains the Raisa, that means you had ownership in everything at the time of the loan. So we measure according to the loan. So that answers your question. Now you understand. Ask your question.
The man on who holds that we have idiots for a balakon.
Yes.
Then that would apply to all kinds of payments. And why would I need a posit to save the best in Mazik? Because if the beast is.
It's learned out from Mazik. That's what he said, the source of the Manza Omer, who says a Baal Chov is entitled to even the best, is learned out from Mazik, where it says before you get the best. It's learned out from Mazik.
It's a job, because there's no good error show, and there's just a possible.
Yeah, and then we said, oh, we learned like superstition, we said it's the rice, according to some Manza Omer, and there is a limit from the Mazik. It's the same limit.
Okay.
Any other questions? Any other questions? Now we'll speak out the answer. No other questions we asked. What did we ask? He says, you know, according to Rashi, if the both prices say the halacha where you've got Yerushalayim, Bnei Barak and Bet Shemesh, so why can prices only talk about a case where it's Bnei Barak and Bet Shemesh? Let's talk about when they also got Yerushalayim. What's the answer to that? Did Rashi ever say both prices are talking about where you've got Yerushalayim, Bnei Barak and Bet Shemesh at time of the loan, at time of payment? No, Rashi never meant at the time of payment they would say that didn't the same. Never said that. Rashi meant both vices are talking about as well a case where there used to be a Yerushalayim. So that question falls away because you read Rashi wrong. The question was based on reading Rashi wrong.
Results the same, but of course different.
Next thing. We said, why don't we say that they're arguing if the Mishnah is correct? And Gittin, the Mishnah in Gittin says, you get famous. What about the Bryce, our Bryce says? No, you don't say our Bryce that says you get rubbish. Argues on that Mishnah. Why do you say he argues on Ola? So what's the answer to that? Do both Bryces agree to the Mishnah in Gittin?
Maybe not.
Both Bryces agree to the Mishnah in Gittin. You do get famous. When? If at the time of payment you have Yerushalayim, Bnei Barak, and Bet Shemesh, you have all three at the time of payment, then both prices hold, you're entitled to get Bet Shemesh. Correct? We don't argue on that mission. Who do we argue with? Yerushalayim, Bnei Barak, Bet Shemesh. Everyone, both prices says you get Bnei Barak. Yes? Who do we argue? We don't argue on that mission. We agree with that. We argue not that what the mission is not talking about. We argue about a case where there's no Yerushalayim, that is only at the time of payment, Bnei Barak and Bet Shemesh. And what are we arguing? Not in the Mishnah, we're arguing whether our Ula is correct, that you start with, that the whole thing is a Turbonon, or is the Mazar Amora who gets him correct and the whole thing's the Reister. That's what we're arguing. We're arguing in Ula, which is what the Mishnah in the Gemara says. Yeah. So answer that question.
Can I say this one thing? When we say, we argue on Ula. We argue how Ula understands.
Yes, we argue whether we agree with Ula's way of looking at it.
Ula looking at it.
Yes, it's what. We argue whether Ula's way of looking is correct. Then that's true about the North Horizon. Next question we asked was, is that why did the Gemara, why does Ula have to bring a postulate to tell me that, you know what, Balkos, you get rubbish? We said, look, we know. Without any pesukim, you get rubbish. So why do you need a posit that you get rubbish? What's the answer? Because without a posit that you get rubbish, what would I think a Balkhov gets?
Best.
He gets best, just like a Mazik. Because just as a Mazik or a posit gets best, I would say Balkhov is the same as him. Because of the limit of supervision. So I need a posit to tell me, don't learn like Mazik, he's different. So we talk to learn, we talk to learn this posture. We learn it, we talk to learn it. He's got the same as the master. We don't have this posture. This is all this posture. The final answer is that the half in the minute of the one said, and this is the major question and the necessary for the answer. Well, after, look, you had a topic by Masik. Do you go after measuring him? Or do you go after the world? Says Rahazah, of course you go after him. It says in the Pusik by Mazik, make him so day. You go after him. So what says? I got Kasha. Got Kasha. We got Balkhov. And we see Balkhov, you don't go after him. You go after the world. Kasha on you. So we ask, what's the Kasha? There's no Kasha. Mazik, you go after him because he got a Pusik. Balkhov, you don't go after him because you don't have a Pusik. No Kasha. What's the answer to that? The answer to that is that Balkhov, according to all the Havamim's Gemara, until Ravina introduced Ula, all the Gemara understood was like the Amora in Gittin, that Balkhov is also derived from Idiot. Balkhov is just learned from Mazik. So what you got posted by Mazik, copy the paste, that same posted by Balkhov, and whatever applies to Mazik, applies to Balkhov, and if you tell me about Mazik, you go after him, Balkhov should go after him, and the Bryce said, don't like it, cuss on you. And therefore, now we understand the whole Shaka Tzara Zubba. This is Shem, we'll have Shir next week, on Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Amen.